We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Saturday morning, not very pretty outside. Who knows whether the Phillies will try to play. They'd like to play, obviously. They don't want to play on Monday. And if this game gets canceled today, they probably likely would play on Monday rather than playing two tomorrow, because Monday is an off day for both teams. Teams worry about an off day. Well, today would be an off day. And as far as the Mets are concerned, they would only have less than a week left in the season anyway. Boy, they stink. All right, we'll get to that. Phillies win last night, but there's some bad signs, and I'll get to that, because the Eagles, the situation, you know, you listen to WIP all week, and the debate just rages on all week. Are they good enough? Aren't they good enough? Are the Eagles good enough, even though they're undefeated, and it's only two games, but they're 2-0? So then the next question is, are the Eagles good enough? Where is the quarterback Jalen Hurts after 2 weeks? Now, there are, he had a great year last year. And honestly, when people want improvement over that, that's pretty hard to do. I mean, he had a really, really good year. A very good year. Terrific year. Some people thought he could have been the MVP. I mean, obviously, Patrick Mahomes should have been and was the MVP. But he had a really good year. So after 2 weeks, now people have questions about Jalen Hurts. You know, some questions. Not as much as well as the team good enough to get back to the Super Bowl. And that's Nick Sirianni made that point this week. And I know they try not to think about it, but it's human nature. I mean, the coaches may not think about Super Bowl. Or he says, we don't think about Super Bowl. We don't think about the division. We think about what's right in front of us, and that would be the next game. And the Tampa game is no gimme. And it seems like there's almost no gimme anymore anyway, any gimmies with these games. But I think right now people should relax. You got to wait. I mean, let this thing play out a little bit. Is it time? You know, people are, they're not in panic stage yet, but people are, it's nuts. You got to calm down. You're scared, get a dog. And if they lose on Monday night, then you might need a couple of dogs. But we're not there yet. They are a favorite. I think they'll win the game. We'll talk about how close it could or couldn't be. And Mark Lawrence will join us today at 9:40, as he always does, to take a look at that game and the college today and the pros. But it's crazy. I mean, it's really it's unbelievable how crazy things and people have gotten. Now, there obviously are things that are being done differently by defenses. But again, it's only 2 weeks. New England's defense, you know, everybody thinks that Bill Belichick is the greatest coach ever, and he's not. He's not even the greatest coach, and he's not even the best coach in the NFL right now. He's not the best. Andy Reid's the best. But when you look at it, they do play well defensively. So you got to give them that. And they'll do some things that are a little different. Then Minnesota obviously did some things that were maybe different from what a lot of teams did last year. I think teams were afraid to blitz Jalen Hurts last year because they were afraid he would take off and run, and they wanted to put more coverage in the secondary. So whatever the case is, it is a little different. So I wanted Jalen Hurts to, you know, a lot of times he's kind of interesting the way he responds to questions. A lot of times he doesn't answer the question, but he answers it in a different way than maybe you would expect. And I'm just trying to find out what he may be seeing that's different. And you know, I asked him the question, and let me play it for you, and then we can deal with that. And then I want to touch on a couple other things. I mean, let's hear from Jalen Hurts. You know, well, winning matters. I mean, that's an interesting question. What matters? And he left it with a question. What matters? And Jalen Hurts kind of tried to point it out. What matters? It matters that you win. But to sustain winning, you have to play better. And again, it's only two games, so we got to kind of let this thing play out a little bit. The next two games, when you looked at the schedule at the beginning of the year, you say, oh, that's no problem. It's two wins. It's Tampa, and then they come home to play the Washington Commanders, or whatever. That's their name this year. Who knows what it'll be next year, and who knows what it'll be the year after. They're better than I think some thought they would be. But again, there's not enough good teams to judge the really good teams from the good teams and the bad teams. So we really have to let this thing play out. But what the standard is to win. But you got to play well when you win to sustain that winning. So, I mean, that would be what matters. It matters to win. That's the number one thing. It does matter to win. But so Jalen Hurts kind of puts it in an interesting perspective. You know, I'd love to get want to get your thoughts on that too. All right. Also this week, and this is just such nonsense. Travis Kelce is a really, really good, the whole family is a great family, but Travis Kelce is a really good guy. But this nonsense about Taylor Swift, this is just like total nonsense. And anytime he found a way, after the Super Bowl, he got a lot of attention because of how good a player he is. He's a terrific player. Got a lot of attention because he's got a great personality. You know, he hosted Saturday Night Live, and yet he needs attention because he's stalking Taylor Swift. Stalking is a tough word, but he's obsessed with Taylor Swift. So are probably 100,000 other men in the world obsessed with Taylor Swift. But you got to let it go, bro. She's into entertainers. She's not into football players. And he's trying so hard to hook up with her. But all the nonsense that went on this week with Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. And then I understand social media confirming what Jason Kelce really didn't confirm. He says, I believe it's 100%. Well, it is or it isn't. It's one or it's the other. You're his brother. You talk to him every week because you do a podcast, and you talk before and after the podcast, I'm sure. I mean, come on, it is or it isn't. So it's just like it's out of control anymore, but Travis Kelce is getting attention for it. He's getting attention for his podcast. He's getting attention. Let's put it this way. If he was with Taylor Swift, and there's so many pictures of her everywhere, don't you think there'd be a picture? And everybody's trying to Photoshop pictures, which is really kind of a joke. It's crazy. It's really nuts. And I can say this to Travis. I've been invited to the premiere of her movie on October 13th in Los Angeles. Now it's showing everywhere in the country. Maybe in the world, I don't even know. But certainly in the country. But I've been invited to the official premiere in Los Angeles. Problem is the Eagles play there the week before in L.A. I'm trying to figure out how I can get a private plane to get out to Los Angeles to go to the premiere on Friday the 13th. See, I've already met her. And, you know, it's just so Travis knows, I've already met her. But I'm not obsessed to, it's just all this obsession. So that got out of control. So, and then the Phillies, the Taylor Swift thing is really, it's funny. It's laughable at this point, because if you're going to have your name mentioned with Taylor Swift, your name is going to be mentioned a lot. All right, and then we'll talk about the Phillies. Now, the Phillies won last night, and they eliminated the Mets, who stink. Boy, they just flat out, they stink. It is sad for those New York Mets fans, and you can't really feel sorry, and I don't feel sorry for Mets fans. They're obnoxious anyway. But it's just the Phillies won another close one against the Mets, a close one. Again, they had a lead, and they lost the lead again for the second straight day to the Mets, but they won the game, and the objective is to win the game. They needed to go to extra innings and score. But it's just to struggle to win against the Mets is really not a good thing. You got to be better than that. And the concerns would be Craig Kimbrell is starting to leak a little bit more oil. He gave up the lead. He gave up the lead in the eighth inning with a home run. And the way the Phillies score, and their bullpen again didn't hold the lead. Soto gave up a run, and then Kimbrell gave up the home run, so they had to win it in the 10th. But they won the game, and they eliminated the Mets. Like I said, the Mets stink. The Phillies know they're going to be the number one seed. So there should be no concerns and no worries here. There shouldn't be any concerns or worries about whether the Phillies are going to be the number one seed. That's going to happen. But again, three of the runs are scored on a home run. They got to start. The Mets pitching isn't that good. But again, they're going to be the first seed. They're going to get into the playoffs. I assume it looks like they're going to play Arizona. But there's still another week left. I don't even know why they play these games. Now, if today's game's canceled, I mean, they have to play the game. They have to play the game by major league rule. But neither one of these teams needs the game. Neither one of them needs the game. The Mets are done. They know they're done. And neither one of these teams need the game. But you got to play the game for stats, for all these other reasons. And I don't know what they're going to do. Everybody thinks, well, they'll play a doubleheader tomorrow. I heard some thought that they would play one tomorrow and one on Monday because both teams have the day off on Monday. So I who knows what's going to happen. But the Phillies, it's scheduled to be a 4 o'clock game. The Phillies will figure it out maybe before we go off the air today, what they're going to do. All right, let me give you the numbers. 215. And I also I also have something that you're going to, I mean, I don't know how you feel about this, but it's obnoxious. And it has to do with the Sixers owner, Josh Harris. It's absolutely obnoxious. Obnoxious. And I'll get to that shortly. Obnoxious is the word I would use. And Scott Rolen got put up on the Wall of Fame last night. And Scott Rolen in his news conference was so personable. I knew Scott when he was here, when he played, I covered the team, and we knew each other, and I talked to him a lot. But he was so personable last night. I was so impressed. But it would have been really nice if he was that comfortable, I'll say, with media and with things here when he was here, because he really can be an engaging guy, as he was last night in his news conference afterwards. But I don't know how many people remember Scott Rowland. Everybody wondered whether they boo him. They weren't going to boo him. At that time when they have the ceremony, and they have to have it before the game, there's really not a lot of people in the stands. So for the most part, he was applauded. All right, let me give you the numbers. 215-592-9494. You got the numbers. All right, let's take a call. John, you're on WIP.
Hey, good morning, Howard. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good, Howard. Thank you. I just want to talk a little bit about the Eagles and their...
By the way, John, let me just... The question for today, to give the $100 gift certificate, and I should have done this before I took the call, but just hang in there. And this is a simple question, and I don't know if there's a simple answer. A coach, a manager, or a coordinator, which obviously deals with football, that got the worst treatment in Philadelphia, for legitimately or non-legitimately. And that's the question today to win the $100 gift certificate to DeBruno Brothers at DeBruno.com. All right, go ahead, John. I'm sorry.
No worries. I just wanted to talk a little bit about our injuries going into Monday night's game against Tampa Bay and what our expectations should be as far as, you know, what's our secondary going to look like against Tampa Bay? Because, I mean, although Baker Mayfield is Baker Mayfield, he's actually played decent the first couple games.
Yeah, he's above decent. I'll give him above decent. He's a tough guy, but Tampa hasn't scored many points the first two games either. Obviously, Avante Maddox, I mean, there's no way he's coming back this year. I shouldn't say no way. I'm not a doctor, but I think it's beyond that. It's very unlikely that he'll be back this year. Torn pectoral muscle. And outside of that, who are they going to move over there? The Eagles won't say. Obviously, they want people, the other team, to think about it. I don't know that I would move Bradbury off the corner and move Job up. Job, I think, could handle it for a while at the corner, but I don't know that you want to do that. And Blankenship will be back. He'll be back. So, and he's done a nice job for the Eagles. They got to get a pass rush. There's no injuries on the defensive line. I mean, Fletcher Cox has a rib injury, but he'll be fine. He'll play. But they got to get a pass rush to protect the back end of that defense. That's what they've got to get. You know, missing a linebacker, N'Kobe Dean. But Cunningham played, I thought he played well last week. It is Baker Mayfield. And he's okay. He's okay. But the Eagles have to score points, and you're going against a really good head coach who defensively is very good. So they're going to have to score points, and that's what it comes down to. And all this running, that's not the way you win games in the NFL. You can do it occasionally. You got to pass to score, and you need to score points to win in the NFL. So
no, absolutely. And you got to think, like, our 10, 11 days off, you know, gave us an opportunity to correct some of the things or put additions in against the defenses that we saw the first couple games. So, I mean, my biggest concern would be is if we go into Tampa Bay, they play the same type of defense, and we again have no answer for the similar type of defense, then I would have a problem with that. But with that being said, it's like, you know, I have faith in these coaches. I have faith in this coaching staff, and I got to believe that they're going to come out with a game plan that's going to be effective for the pass game. And if it just so happens that it's not, we can always rely on the run game because we know we have that in our back pocket.
Well, I'll say this. Everybody wants to always point to the coaches. Players got to make plays. Players got to do things, whether it's Jalen Hurts, whether it's the receivers, whether it's the defensive player. Players have to make plays. That's what it comes down to. You know, the coaches can put them out there, and sometimes the coaches may make the wrong call. But more than not, it's the player's responsibility to make plays, and people tend to just gravitate to the coaches. So I think players are going to have to make plays. That's what's going to – it's going to come down to that. Players are going to have to make plays.
And our defensive line absolutely has to get pressure.
Yeah,
they have to get pressure.
Yep, they have to get pressure. So, but anyway, now I threw the question at you while you were on the air. Do you have a response, a coach, manager, or coordinator that got the worst treatment fairly or unfairly in Philadelphia?
I do believe that during his last few years here in Philadelphia, Andy Reid got unjustly criticized for his coaching abilities. I mean, it's not so much now, but at least for his last few years while he was here in Philly, he did.
You know what? That's a good answer, John, because his last few years he did, and you know, there's some morons that still don't think he was a good coach here, but they're just morons and dopes. All right, John, I appreciate the call. 215-592-9494. We come back. You know, we'll talk about these things. We'll talk about the Eagles, and if you do have Phillies concerns. But the other thing, I've got to address something with Sixers owner, and he owns everything else he can kind of use his credit for to buy, Josh Harris, that I don't know why it wouldn't just infuriate Philadelphia fans. And I'll do that among other things when we come back. I'm Howard Eskin. The time now is 8:21.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love, all streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.
WIP, today's show, is brought to you by the fabulous, sensational Borgata Hotel Casino and Spa. They're in Atlantic City, but they're the best easily on the East Coast. I would say on the East Coast, I would say they're the best. That's because I've had experience at some of the others, and there's a lot of good ones, but this is above that. So today's show brought to you by the Borgata. I want to take a call. By the way, I'm looking at what's going on with the weather. The chance of rain is 40% or less throughout the afternoon. I don't know that the Phillies are going to call this game. I don't know, because they don't want to play two tomorrow, and they don't want to play on their off day on Monday. So my guess, and I haven't heard anything from the Phillies, is they're going to try to play this game. So we'll see. They can't wait to. They could wait to the last minute, but that wouldn't be what they want to do. All right, hey Jerry, you're on WIP. Is that
what's
that's
up,
not
Howard?
The real horn, Jerry? That's not the real horn, is it, Jerry?
That's the real horn, Hal. Come on, man. That's my wheelchair horn.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, that's not the check.
Good morning. How are you doing that day, Howard?
Good. How are you, Jerry?
I'm not doing bad. I'm able to. I don't know. You knew I was in a bad accident, correct?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So
I know you're recovering. That's why I kind of knew it wasn't the real horn, Jerry.
See, I tried to fool you, but you're a little smarter than that, huh?
Yeah, I'm much smarter.
No, I'm doing really good, Howard. I'm actually able to. I walked 164 feet straight yesterday at therapy with a walker, doing normal steps.
That's good.
Like not limping or anything, just walking around in a huge circle. So I'm very. Doctor's very happy with that. But I do got to get I got a torn left rotator cuff that I found that out last week through MRI, but that's really nothing compared to two broken legs. So
yeah, I would
say so. I'm grateful God's given me the strength to keep moving, so that's what I'm doing.
All right.
So Howard,
yes.
You don't think the Phillies are going to get past what, second round?
No, if I had a bet on it, I would bet that they wouldn't get past the second round. It looks like they're probably going to have to play the Braves. The Braves are really, really a good team.
I know they are. I know. When I watched them, just even I watched them a couple times on the other channel with the couple teams that they played, and that they're going to be really tough to beat because they got a phenomenal
really
offense.
Good. I mean, really good, and you know, the Phillies are going to have to score runs in the playoffs and not depend on the home runs, and that's the way they depend on runs. I mean, you need home runs, obviously. You want to hit home runs, and the Braves do both. But you got to be able to do both because the pitching in the playoffs becomes much better.
I know, Howard. And that's the whole thing that's going to be a buzzsaw to get past them because they look way better than they did last year.
They were really good last year, but they kind of screwed it up last year in the playoffs. But I think they learned their lesson.
I know. So, and I don't know, the Eagles are probably going to win by more than what they're favored this week just because.
I'm not so sure about that. I'm not so sure. Yeah. I think they win, but I think it could be really close.
And I think they're going to cover the spread, which is what? They're plus minus 4.5, something like that?
It's like 5 or 5.5, yeah.
Yeah, so it's going to be close, but I mean, I don't know. I think one of these games somebody's going to pay for that closeness, but we'll I see they're going to spoil the Rodney Barber night. That's what they're going to do. So hopefully that's in their mind.
Well, I don't think if that's in their mind, that's a problem.
I know.
They got to worry about what they're going to do against the team, not against the former player.
I know. And
it's like Tom Brady had his number retired. They didn't worry about Tom Brady when they were playing the Patriots. They just go out and play the game.
I know. I'm just being smart because that kind of stuff is just something that they try to needle teams with because I'm sure they did that on purpose to have that.
All right, Jerry, do you have an answer to my question?
Your question was about a coach that
for the $100 gift certificate to the Bruno Brothers, a coach, a manager, or coordinator, which obviously brings into football, they got the worst treatment, whether it was right or wrong, the worst treatment in Philadelphia.
Gabe Kapler. He got run out of town by the wrong people, and I love that
guy. Wasn't
that
justified?
No, it wasn't. He didn't get a chance, Howard. He never got a good chance to do what he wanted to do with the team.
Okay.
That's my opinion.
So all right, you're in the mix.
I'll see you out, Howard, with a
in his horn. All right. Before I get to the next call, Josh Harris is so out of touch with the regular people. And we're all regular people. We're not billionaires. You know, we are regular people. He threw out the first pitch at a Washington Nationals game. Because now he's trying to make himself a star as the owner of the Washington Commanders. And then he posted something, I think it was on LinkedIn. And I'm going to read this to you. And it's just so out of touch. I mean, the 76ers are still his team. But he's an absentee owner. He doesn't really have the passion to win. He has the passion to make money. And he knows with football, you're going to make a lot of money, more than you're going to make with any other sports franchise. But let me read this to you and tell me if you're not somewhat infuriated. It was an honor to throw out the opening pitch at the Washington Nationals game, a true bucket list item. It's okay. I'm going to try to not make comments while I'm reading this. That's just part of it. All right. DC is an incredible sports town, and it's a special thing to see fans supporting teams across the different leagues. I continue to be amazed by the camaraderie and passion in the community. Thanks to Mark and the Lerner family for being such gracious hosts. Look forward to returning the favor soon. And here's hoping the great energy from last night continues into Sunday when the Commanders play the Bills in front of another sold-out crowd at FedEx Field. Now, he talks about the passion of Washington. Don't you think you guys, Philadelphia sports fans, are more passionate than Washington sports fans? Did he ever say that about Philadelphia? Did he ever engage in how great incredible sports town that Philadelphia was? Did he ever do that? Did he ever say it was special? It's just, he's amazed by the camaraderie and passion in the community. Did he ever say that about Philadelphia? And to throw out the first pitch at a Washington Nationals game, he said, is a true bucket list item. Are you kidding me? It's the most asinine, ridiculous thing he could say as an owner of a Philadelphia team, as the owner of the Philadelphia 76ers. This is outrageous. It's outrageous. He is so out of touch. He's got to sell the team. He's got to get out. Just get out. Get out. It's enough already. But, you know, your thoughts on that. All right, let me. It's just unbelievable. All right, let me go back to the phones. Let's go to Lamont. Lamont, let's make this quick, because as a Cowboys fan, you're a loser.
Hey, good morning, Howard. Good morning, sir.
How are you?
Hey, listen, you know that number's at 5 this week, right?
Yeah.
Monday night. I don't want to hear that now on Monday when they lose now, Howard. Is that number 5 now?
What are you talking about? We know what it is.
Talking about the point spread, Howard. You know what I always talk about.
I know what you're talking about.
It's a bad number for the Eagles.
I don't know that they're going to cover, and I would not lay the points, but I think they're going to win.
Oh, okay. With that defense they got down there?
Okay. Are you going to continue to waste my time?
No, I'm not wasting your time.
The Cowboys have played garbage. The Cowboys have played garbage. Garbage.
Howard, over 70 points the Cowboys put up this last week.
They played the Giants, who suck.
Okay.
They played the Jets, who don't have a quarterback.
It don't matter. Whoever in front of the Cowboys, they coming. They coming to win. Like Deion, they coming to win today.
Okay, Deion's not
winning
today
either. I'm telling you, Howard, you better jump on the bandwagon. Jimmy told me to give you a call and straighten you out and leave Josh Harris alone. Just because he didn't pay you nothing, Howard, it's all right.
That's ridiculous. I mean, he is insulting the Philadelphia sports fans by what he wrote. Insulting.
Fiddling with Lori right now. Come on, Howard. You know I know you, Howard.
Okay.
You get a new Audi 5 or whatever you're going to get and drive it around,
Howard. It's an A6 from Devin.
Yeah, the A6. I know. Mr. Lori. Thank you, Mr. Lori. You should put it on the back of your license plate. Thank you, Mr.
You
Lori.
You know what? Hey, the Eagles have nothing to do with paying for anything for me. All right?
I told Josh Harris. I talked to Josh Harris. I emailed him and told him to get you a better car.
Okay. Wait a minute. That's a great car. What are you talking about?
Hey, I couldn't talk to you last week because of the holiday. You know, I didn't want to mess around on the holiday. Holiday. All right.
I'm glad you didn't talk to me last week.
Hey, listen, you know it. You know it, Howard. It's taking a nice time.
You know what I know?
I know, sir.
You're an idiot and you're a dope. And you have a nice weekend. Get the hell out of here. Beat it. I'm not even going to let you answer the question or attempt to make an attempt at trying to answer the question. 215. The question being the coach, manager, or coordinator that got the worst treatment in Philadelphia. There are a bunch of them. And that's whether what was justified or unjustified, they got the worst treatment. 215-592-9494. Leave Josh Harris alone. That's insulting. That really is insulting. I'm Howard Eskin. The time now is 8:38, and here's what's happening at the fabulous, sensational, unbelievable Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa. Don't miss out on all the action at Borgata's Poker Room. The Poker Room is just big. It's exciting in there for people that love to play poker. Great cards for some of you guys and ladies. Lucky seats, high hands bring excitement to every player. Open 7 days a week. Excitement is waiting. You're only miles away from your happy place. And you just feel good when you're in there. Experience award-winning restaurants, all terrific and sensational. Exciting bars, live music, big-name entertainment, and a spacious casino filled with your favorite slots and table games. Giveaways all the time. They do it all. The action at Borgata Hotel Spa Casino doesn't stop. Start planning your getaway today. Check it all out, and you should check it out. Check it out on theborgata.com for more details. 94 WIP on a rainy Saturday morning, but the chance of rain is supposed to really, it's like around 40% most of the afternoon. I just get the feeling the Phillies are, they obviously want to play the game. They're going to really try to play this game. Let's go to Vince. Vince, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard. Good morning. I wanted to talk about Scott Rolen, and I had the privilege of meeting him when he was on the Cardinals before a game, because I was doing a freelance article because I think he comes from, his parents were like educators and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And he was really, because I had him meet like a child and stuff, and he was really gracious and kind. And I always thought like he was unfairly treated, you know, because I made comments like, you know, baseball heaven and things like that. And I always thought that was ridiculous.
Yeah, but, you know, but he didn't get treated like that until after he left, because he left, it wasn't the, wasn't a nice situation. He didn't get a contract. Said he wanted to go to a winner, but that he wanted to go because he believed he was insulted with the contract, and the Phillies weren't, I'll say, as generous with taking care of a good players. Now, is he a Hall of Famer? I mean, yeah, he's in the Hall of Fame, but he can be an engaging guy. I mean, I talked to him, not officially, not when I was doing TV or radio as much, but I did. But we talked, and I got to know him, and I kind of understood him. But I don't think he was criticized that much while he was here. He was criticized when he left, and you got to understand that. When you start to talk about another place better than the place you played at, you know, it is St. Louis, but it was perfect for him. It was a Midwest, lower-key place to play, and I think that fit his personality a lot better than Philadelphia did.
Yeah, and I know he had that blow-up with Boa, I think, too. That
everybody had a blow-up with Boa, which is fun. It's good stuff. Yeah.
But anyway, my guest, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not saying he was a great coach, but I thought Brett Brown was treated somewhat unfairly because he was put in that situation where, you know, they were tanking and things like that.
I don't think Brett Brown was buried because they knew it, but... but it's interesting. He wasn't the worst coach. I mean, I think he was a better coach than Rivers for sure. But you know, it's just whatever the case may be. Yeah, he was in a very, very difficult situation. But Vince, I'll put you in the mix. Hey, thanks for the call. Have a great weekend. By the way, next Saturday, just to let people know, next Saturday, Kings Road Brewing Company is going to have a fundraiser for the Animal Welfare Association of New Jersey. So I'm going to stop by there for a couple hours between 2 and 4. It's 131 Kings Highway East, if that makes a difference. I don't know enough about New Jersey and Haddonfield. So I'm going to stop by there. I raise money for... two SPCAs here, Brandywine Valley SPCA, Provident Animal Center. I do that through my website and making picks, and people make donations. So I'm trying to do the same thing with Kings Road Brewing Company, and that'll be next Saturday between 2 and 4. I just wanted to mention that for people that are in New Jersey, or maybe if you're not even in New Jersey and you want to stop by. That's next Saturday between 2 and 4. All right, let's go to Bam. Bam, you're on WIP.
Yo, Howard, what's going on?
You tell me.
How you doing today?
Good.
All right. I mean, I want to talk some Eagles, man. I think we have a shot this week, man. It's been a long, 11 days.
They have a shot. They have a shot every week.
Yeah. I understand that, but, you know, it's been a long 11 days. I need some football. I need some Eagles football. I just got back from Vietnam, and I'm ready to watch some real football in America.
So. And it's good that you're back.
Yeah.
And it's good that you are able to watch. It's real football. Some games are better than others, but it certainly is real football. I wouldn't question that.
No,
at all.
I understand. And then my your point with Joshua Harris.
Joshua, yeah, and Josh Harris. I mean, you heard what I read, the statement that he put up.
Yes, I did.
It's like it's on his bucket list and the passion of those fans. Has he ever said that about Philadelphia fans?
He never said that about Philadelphia. And no, I'm like, I don't get it. You're
it's insulting.
Owner.
It's insulting. I mean, they can't help themselves. That organization just can't help themselves. It's just, it's mind-boggling. It's mind-boggling.
And I'm gonna keep it real with you, Howard. I'm one of your blind listeners, by the way, visually impaired. I just became visually impaired this year, but when I was following this, when I was able to see, and I was following the Sixers, I followed the Sixers all the way up until like when that 0-1 when Pat Croce and Billy King was still here.
Larry Brown was a big part of that too. Allen Iverson was a big part of that too.
Yes, but like I said, after they left, after they got out of town, and all that was all these new owners and GMs coming in.
Mm-hmm.
I love Tariq Evans, and he was a draft of my favorite team now. Don't get me wrong, I live in Philadelphia, but I love the Sixers because they are hometown. Mm-hmm. But my team is the Kings. I love the Kings and what Mike Brown's doing.
They're going to be a pretty decent team this year. They were decent last year. I think they'll be better this year. Hey, Bam, do you have an answer to the question? Coach, manager, coordinator?
Yes.
They got the worst treatment in Philadelphia. Who would it be?
Larry Brown.
I don't know that he got bad treatment. He was a great, I mean, he's a great coach. But I appreciate the call, Bam. Hey, hang in there. Take care. Thanks for calling. Let's go to Ron in Newtown Square. Ron, what's up?
Hey, good morning, Howard. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I wanted to ask you about the running quarterbacks in the league, particularly Jalen Hurts. If they're worried about him getting hurt, especially after giving him this huge contract, then
A quarterback can get hurt whether he's a running quarterback or not.
I know, but
the quarterbacks that weren't running quarterbacks got hurt. Do you know, and statistically, more quarterbacks get hurt in the pocket than when they run. Did you know that?
Well, yeah, I guess I've heard you say that before. It just seems to me, though, that like he's been going down on one knee or whatever sooner than he normally would, rather than try
down
and break through a tackle.
Yeah, but you're supposed to slide down.
No, but I mean, on those corner plays where he's coming around on the RPOs, instead of trying to shoot through, he just seems to go down before the tackle's even got to him.
Well, in most cases, he does. You know, if he's going for a first down, I understand what he's trying to do.
Yeah.
You know, you can't worry. You can't be in fear of your fears. You can't worry about that. If he's going to get hurt, it's probably going to be on a play that you wouldn't even expect it to happen. That can happen. Any quarterback can get hurt. Joe Burrow got hurt in practice. Joe Burrow is one of the best quarterbacks in the league. He got hurt in practice. He got hurt without contact.
Well, what do you think is the strongest point for Tampa Bay if they were going to beat the Eagles? What's their biggest strength?
Well, they're going to have to win with their defense, and their head coach is a really good defensive coach. It's going to be interesting. I look at that and I say, well, it's going to be defense, and yet the total, the over under on the game is 46.5, which I think it looks high when you think Tampa hasn't scored much this year,
right?
And Tampa's got a good defense against the Eagles. The Eagles, they last week they scored 34 points, but they didn't do it offensively. That did not happen offensively.
Yeah, the turnovers did it.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right.
Okay, well, I have an answer for you.
Sure.
Before I give the answer, I'd like for your wiseness, for lack of better words, to carry more weight in the decisions you make for these. Every week you give a little more weight to your producer. And the older callers or older times don't seem to get the respect they deserve.
Yeah, but
my answer is Rich Kotite.
Yeah, but he deserved it.
You said deserved or didn't deserve, didn't you?
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. Okay.
Okay.
Right. I'll put you in the mix. Kotite was an idiot.
He got what he got.
Yeah, right. Okay, yeah, he was a fool. All right, I appreciate it. Thanks for the call. Yeah, that is right. I did say warranted or unwarranted. Yeah, I did say that. Yes, I did. All right. Let's waste some time here and go to Cowboy Jim.
A private plane? Who do you think you are? Taylor Swift doesn't want you, you old dried up.
Well, wait a minute. I've been invited.
I agree with Chuck.
I've been invited. Let's not even debate that. I was invited. All right.
But you want
I
was private. You want a private plane? Who do you think you are?
Because otherwise, I got to get back
nobody.
To the game. I've been.
She
wait a minute.
Want you.
I've been on private planes.
She doesn't
right?
want you. Okay.
Hey, listen.
You
I
are
know
done.
That's, I
she
know that
want you.
You think that's your business. But, you know, in this case, I have been on private planes multiple
times.
Well,
what? So what? Yeah, but you're done, okay?
Yeah, but why do you even bring that up? Don't even...
100,000 men want
hey, Jim,
and you,
Jim,
you think
which
you
is probably not your real name. It's probably not your real name. Have we met?
Have we ever met? No, we've never met.
We've never met?
No.
Okay. All right. All right.
Oh, and my name, Jonathan Gannon. I would say Jonathan Gannon is one that.
Okay, you're bailing out pretty quick here. So that Jim is not your real name.
Why do you need to know that?
Well, I just asked a question. The truth,
yes,
truth
Jim is
and
my
honesty.
Jim is my real name. Yes, Jim is my real name.
Okay, all right. I'm asking. Okay, I was just asking.
Why is Howard your real name?
I wasn't asking about me. I was asking about you. Because well, I think you're trying to be anonymous.
Anonymous? Oh.
Yeah.
Why are you talking like this?
Okay. I'm just saying. Just saying.
Just saying. Just okay. saying. Thank you for letting me talk a little bit today. You didn't hang up on me.
Well,
but
I
anyway.
Will now. See you later. thanks for reminding me. 215-592-9494. Eagles, are you overly concerned? Are you too scared and you need a dog? I'm talking about that. I mean, they need to win on Monday. Otherwise, all hell will break loose. I mean, all hell will break loose. And I'm going to read, in case you missed it, the thing that Josh Harris wrote when after he threw out the first pitch for the Washington Nationals game. It was on his bucket list. And he talked about the passion and camaraderie of Washington. Never said that about Philadelphia. And he's owned the Sixers a lot longer than he has the Washington football team, former Redskins, Commanders, and whatever the name's going to be. And the Phillies, they're going to try to play today. There hasn't been anything yet. But the Mets are eliminated. The Mets just flat out stink. The Phillies, to struggle with the Mets for two games and to lose leads in both games against the Mets, that's not good. But they're the first seed. They're going to be the first seed. They're going to be in the playoffs, and we're going to go from there. And the question to win the $100 gift certificate to the Bruno Brothers, coach, manager, or coordinator that got the worst treatment in Philadelphia, whether justified or unjustified. Rich Kotite's an interesting answer. That was justified, but he did get brutalized because he was a dope. Time now is 8:57. I want to let this play a little bit. there's some Stone songs that I really, really do enjoy. All right, Sports Radio 94 WIP, hour number two. Eagles on Monday night. Right now, 5.5-point favorite. Mark Lawrence will take a look at the games. College today, pros tomorrow. Take a look at the Eagles. Your concerns, are you over the top? Maybe because WIP gets over the top, whatever the case may be. And Phillies win last night, but it's two straight nights they lost to a bad, they lost leads to a bad Mets team both nights. The Mets have been eliminated because they flat out stink. They just stink. And all those Mets fans that bought tickets, that's why they have so many people at the game last night. And I don't know what's going to happen today, but I guess the people are already here for the weekend. But, boy, when they bought tickets, they thought the Mets would be good and this would be a big series. It is not a big series. All right. So you got the numbers. Let me go back to the phones and let's kind of get what you think. Rich in Haddon Township. Rich, what's up?
Morning, Howard. How are you?
I've never had a bad day in my life.
You have some interesting callers, that's for sure. Jim has to be one of my least favorites ever.
Absolutely. Who?
The Cowboy Jim.
He's an idiot.
Yeah, he is an idiot. Way above and beyond an idiot. All right, getting away from that. Am I concerned about the Eagles game Monday night? No, but I do hope they come out and have a good game. They have to have a solid offensive plan because they are playing Bowles, like you said before. Now, with Todd Bowles, he really –
the head coach of Tampa, right?
Yeah, he shut them down when they went into the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't think there's any relationship. Jalen Hurts was just – I think that was his first year starting. And everybody wants to compare that game. That was a different time, a different quarterback. It's so different. It's 2 years ago. It's two years
ago. I agree. But don't you think he needs to come out just to himself to say, that was me 2 years ago, this is me now?
No.
Nope. Okay.
I don't think he can ever think back to 2 years ago, because he's already had success, better success.
Right, yeah.
Than the following year with the Eagles. He got to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, with all the progress they made and the wins that they made, and they had a lot of big wins last year. They really did. But in any case, and I still think that the offense needs to adapt because the defensive have adapted to them. Like, a lot of points were made this week. You know, Chip Kelly came in with a wonderful, wonderful offensive, conception. But then he had no counterpunch to when the defenses turned it around on him. That the defensive even knew what he was going to run.
Chip Kelly is a college coach.
Exactly.
I get along with Chip, but he's not a pro coach. He's a college coach.
And he's a great college coach. I loved him. I loved him at Oregon.
Yep.
You know, the only thing I didn't like at Oregon was that he didn't pay attention to special teams, which is the one reason why I think they lost that. They didn't make that national championship.
He's got a tough game
today.
But that's
not here nor there.
He's got a tough game today against Utah.
Utah's a good team.
Yeah, very.
And I'm looking forward, and I am looking forward to watching that Oregon Colorado game.
Yeah, I mean, I think Deion is a good football. Deion, in this nonsense where the announcers call him Prime. His name is Deion Sanders. You know, how many announcers on the air call a head coach or a manager by their nickname all the time?
Not until this year, and everybody calls every game I've watched,
once in a while, I'll say Topper. But, and Deion Sanders refers to himself in the third person as Prime, and it's all this nonsense. Hey, listen, he's done a good job at Colorado, but they won't be undefeated after today.
And he has turned that program around. Nobody can argue that he hasn't.
Yep.
And he's given them a name, and he's given them a culture. And hopefully, if that program's going to succeed, I hope he stays there.
This kid's going to make, from what I read, he's going to make $5 million with the NIL money. It's outrageous. It's outrageous. It's outrageous.
Wow.
It's outrageous.
When is this kid eligible to go into the pros? Do you know?
I don't know, but I don't think he's a pro quarterback, but that's another story. I think he'll be at Colorado for all 4 years.
Well, he'll be. I'll tell you what; it'll be fun to watch on that offense.
Yeah, he's going to make more money in the. In college, and he's going to make in the pros.
Wow,
I don't think he's a pro quarterback. I don't think he's an NFL quarterback.
$5 million as a college player. Okay. Yeah. All right.
All right. So, do you have an answer to my question today?
I do. How about Glenn Rivers?
Yeah, I guess he did. He did get. Boy, this is tough because there's different ways to come at this. All right. Glenn Rivers is the proper name, too. You get respect for calling him by the proper name. All right, Rich, have a great weekend. Let's go to Pete in King of Prussia. Pete, what's up?
Morning, Howard.
Morning.
Howard, I am overly concerned. I'm probably DEFCON 3. And everybody talks about Jalen and the offense. I'm really worried about the defense and the back seven. I mean, they've given up 7 touchdown passes. Nobody in the world is afraid of Mac Jones or Kirk Cousins.
Is not a bad quarterback.
Well, yeah, he's good. He's all right. But, I mean,
he's not great,
guys,
but he's good. Yeah.
In the second half, the Eagles couldn't stop him. I mean, the defensive line is fantastic. But if they don't get pressure, I mean, they just throw underneath all day long. And it's a little worrisome. I mean, I don't even – they couldn't – everybody says, "Oh yeah, they're 2-0."
You're scared, huh?
Away.
You're scared, Pete. You're scared.
I, What's Baker Mayfield do? I think this is a tricky game. This guy gets rid of the ball quickly. And I just think I don't have a lot of confidence in the linebackers. N'Kobe Dean, I have no faith in the guy. I feel like he's already
he's hurt. He's not even playing.
I know, but they shouldn't have gotten rid of T.J. Edwards.
They didn't get rid of him. And somebody else paid him more than they thought it fit into their salary structure.
That's true. I just think he was a guy that really managed
nice
that
job.
Defense well.
Yeah, but he probably got overpaid. But that's good for him. Probably got overpaid.
I mean, are you not a little concerned about the defense? I mean, they got a lot
no,
of youth
I, you
in
know,
the secondary.
I think you need the offense to be better before I'm going to start worrying about the defense. Because I think their defensive front four is very, very good. So they just got to get pressure on the
quarterback. My concern is that this team might end up being a little bit like the Philadelphia Phillies that has an explosive offense, but when they need a shutdown defense, when they need to make a stop.
Well, wait a minute. I don't think the Phillies have an explosive offense. They have a home run hitters, and they don't generate runs without enough runs without the other hits. Hey, so you're scared, huh, Pete? Do you have a dog?
Well, I tell you, you're a calming influence, if that means anything. Maybe okay. I'm DEFCON 4 after this conversation.
Do you have a dog? Do you have a dog?
I don't have a dog. I should get a couple.
Okay, because it sounds like you're scared, so you probably do need a dog. All right, what's the answer to our question, in your opinion?
I'm going to say, I mean, I don't know if anybody said this. I was going to say Andy Reid.
Andy Reid has already been mentioned.
Oh, he's already been mentioned.
Yeah, he was abused a lot.
I think he was. How about, this is going way back, how about Danny Ozark?
Boy, that does go way back. And Danny was a nice guy, but I don't know that he was good. Yeah, right. They won a World – no, they didn't win a World Series with Danny Ozark.
No, I mean, he got him pretty close, but they were ready
Dallas
to get
Green
rid of
had to come
in
and win the World Series. That's an interesting answer, Pete. I appreciate the call. Have a great weekend. And get those dogs. Get those dogs. Let's go to Steve in Upper Darby. Steve.
Morning, Howard.
Morning.
Hey, as far as the Eagles, they got to do something different. They got to do something different or they're going to lose down there.
And what do you mean by different?
Look at the way they're playing scrappy football.
Scrappy's good
sometimes.
They're winning,
but look at the way they're winning.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you agree?
Well, the way they're winning is they're getting turnovers. But that's not all because of them. It's the other teams have been sloppy. But whatever the case, they're not winning the way they did last year. But they're still winning, and it's only two games. But they still, there's things they got to do. They've got to do better. I would agree with that. So you're scared? Are you scared?
Am I scared? No.
Yeah. Okay.
No. Sixers, didn't they sign some new players just recently, two new players?
Who?
The Sixers. Who?
Yeah,
I thought they did. I'm getting my information off Google, and it's not good.
They did. They signed a guy who averaged 20 points last year. Insignificant 20 points, but averaged 20 points. It's like, right. Who cares? You know, and there's a moron out there that compared him to Mikal Bridges, which is the most asinine, stupid, foolish thing I've ever heard. It doesn't matter. The Sixers are another second round exit this year, if they get to the second round.
And the thing is with Josh Harris, you're not going to stop him. And I'm not talking about the way he's coaching or anything.
With what he said?
Yeah.
I read the statement he made after he threw out the first pitch. It was on his bucket list. And then he said that he loves the passion of the community in Washington. Did he ever say that about Philadelphia? Did he ever say that about Philadelphia?
No, never. And they haven't had passion since the 80s when they were winning Super Bowls.
Yeah, right. Give me a break. He's such a loser. He's such a loser. You know, he's made a lot of money, so he's not lost in the world of money. But, you know, as far as understanding his environment, he doesn't understand Philadelphia a little bit. He's got to sell the Sixers. I mean, get out. Just get out.
You know, I don't think he's going to. I think it's just
no, because he loves money and he wants to. You know, the price he put on the Sixers would be too much.
That's what I'm talking about. You can't stop him. His ownership and his money.
Well, it's just but you don't have to support him either. So
no.
All right. Who's the answer to our question? Coach, manager, or coordinator that got the worst treatment in Philadelphia, justified or unjustified?
Mike McCormick, 73-75 Eagles.
Yeah, that goes back too far. And it's an interesting answer, but I don't want to go back too far because I want people to kind of understand. He wasn't here that long. Probably wasn't here that long to get enough of it, but yeah, that's all right. I appreciate your response. I do. All right, let's go to Scott. You're on WIP.
Morning, Howard.
Morning.
Let me just start off by saying that for me, the most obnoxious fan on earth, more obnoxious than Cowboys fans, are Mets fans.
They are obnoxious.
They come into our place and they literally make themselves right at home. And I just have never seen people who are so comfortable being around the opposite, being visitors and being so comfortable and so obnoxious outwardly. I mean, Cowboys fans are easy to take. So what's happening with the Mets for me is a cautionary tale for the Phillies as well. It's how fast things can go bad if you let your team get old and you just sign high-priced free agents.
Well, they made the mistake with signing the two pitchers that like 37 or older.
Yes.
That was a mistake.
Absolutely.
But they do have some good young players. They do.
They do, and they're finally getting a chance to play now that they moved out some of the higher-priced players. I doubt that game's going to be played today.
The chances of rain are like 40% after about 2 or 3 o'clock.
It'll be interesting to see. I know they're going to try and get it.
Yeah, because they don't want a doubleheader tomorrow, and they don't want to play on Monday.
Right.
And both those options are there.
Yeah. Now, I know you're looking for a coach or a coordinator, but I just want to throw this out there because I misunderstood the question. But I just want to throw this out. The first name that came into mind for me was a player, and I don't think anybody has been more mistreated in Philadelphia than Jackie Robinson was. I know that goes way back.
He was mistreated because the ownership of the Phillies were at the time racist.
Yes.
And I read.
As manager.
And the manager was a racist too. But
the manager stood there.
Yeah, but the question was not about players, and it was about a Philadelphia player. Not who
I know it wasn't. It
Philadelphia.
Just jumped into my mind. I just wanted to share.
No, that's all right.
Because
I'm glad
thought,
you did.
You know,
all right. Hey, thanks.
Part of our history.
All right. I appreciate it. All right. Thanks. And let's go to Tate. Tate, you're on WIP.
Howard the Legend.
Correct.
What's up, buddy?
You tell me.
First of all,
hey, listen, do you share
you?
Mount Airy with Chuck?
I never met Chuck.
Yeah, I know. You're probably lucky.
Anyway, let me get to you. How dare you say why would they call him Coach Prime when he's made millions of dollars off of that image? But you want everybody to call you King. How much have you made off been called King?
No, I haven't made anything.
So they're going to call him Coach Prime. He made multi-million dollars off of that image.
He named himself.
Who cares who names it, Howard?
Well, if you name yourself, it's fraudulent. If you give yourself a nickname, it's fraudulent.
If I name myself Big Daddy and people call me that, then they embrace it. If people don't think he's Prime, they won't call him that. You always say the same thing with LeBron. I don't care who named him. You named yourself.
LeBron's a fraud. He's a fraud.
You named yourself. Who named you King?
Pete Rose.
You and the Scooby Snacking callers that call here.
I just told you who did.
Sniffing around you every day. So what?
I just told you who did.
You embraced it. So what?
I let people do it. I never call myself the king. I never call myself the king.
Look at the character of the dude that named you that.
I never call myself. You to use yourself in a third person is just, that's another fraudulent approach.
Wait, next subject. I just got my 21-game package loaded to my profile, and I could give a damn about what Josh Harris has to say. Who cares what somebody worth $7 billion has to say about the fans? Why do you care?
Well, fans
care. What a statement is.
Wait a minute. They have wasted their money going to Sixers games for a team that can't get past the second round. For the first 4 years of his ownership, they tried to lose. They tried to lose.
I don't care. That's what fans do.
Well, you don't care, but other people care. Other people care.
You don't know. You only care.
You're wrong. You're an idiot and a dope. People care that they want their teams to win, not try to lose.
Put out every night. Because they don't care.
You know what? Hey, Tate, I've had enough. I've had enough. Beat it. I've had enough. I've had enough. They do care. That's how asinine, that's how big a dope you are. They do care. What do you mean they don't care? They obviously care. By the way, somebody just sent me, and I haven't listened to it. Josh Harris called himself the only undefeated owner. Yeah, he's under. Oh, my God. Sixers fans have to be outraged. This guy is completely spit on you. Who's more passionate than Philadelphia fans? Oh, but no, Washington fans are. Are you kidding me? Give me a break. Oh, my God. What a loser. What a loser. Sell the Sixers. There ought to be a move afoot to have him sell the Sixers. 215-592-9494. Take some more calls, get some more responses, more answers. We'll get people hopefully smarter than the last caller, Tate, who is a complete and utter dope. Who cares? Nobody cares about winning, according to Tate. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Okay. Nobody cares. 215-592-9494. The time now is 9:22. 94. It is WIP. I am Howard Eskin. I still am Howard Eskin. And I don't refer to myself by a nickname. It sounds foolish when you talk about yourself in the third person. By the way, today, every Saturday, on the show brought to you by the Borgata Hotel Casino and Spa. Fabulous, fabulous, fabulous place. And it's brought to you by the Borgata again today. And I do have a question. Why is pumpkin spice, whatever it is, whether it's at this time of the year in cakes, but why is pumpkin spice coffee only available around this time of the year? Why can't it be available all year? It's good. It's just one of those, always one of those unanswered questions. Okay, let's go to complete moron, dope, and idiot, and that would be Captain Cowboy. Hey, moron, what's up?
Good morning, king of the buffoons and idiots.
Mm-hmm.
First off, I got another message for you from my man, Big Slab. Slab, what's up, homie? North Philly Spine, it's Big Slab. He told me your nickname should be Liverwurst because you soft and mushy and you leave a bad taste in people's mouth. That should be your nickname.
Wait a minute, you don't like Liverwurst? You don't like Liverwurst?
No, I do not.
Okay.
No, I don't. It leaves a bad taste.
It's not
my,
not one of my favorites, but I'm okay with Liverwurst once in a while.
Second, the answer to the question for me is that idiot Buddy Ryan, who never did anything, never won anything, you know his claim to fame. Remember when he was getting fired? You know what he said? Oh, I never lost to the Cowboys. Great. You never won a playoff game either, idiot. So that's the real, the winner.
I'm
right
not going to disagree with you. Buddy Ryan was a fraud as a head coach.
Yes, he was. I agree. Okay. Rare that me and you do. By the way, our Hurricanes are in town. I'm not going because of the weather, but
yeah, I was going to go, but the weather's going to probably turn me off of that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's another thing we rarely have in common, but we both love the Hurricanes. Going way back. I go back to Howard Snellenberger. I don't know how far
I don't go back that far. I don't go back that far.
That's right. You claim it's Jimmy, but okay. Second, you come on here and criticize Hall of Famer and Cowboy great Deion Sanders. Meanwhile, you say nothing.
I love Deion as a player. And he's done a good job as a coach. But when he always refers himself as Prime.
Well, what's the matter with that? That's his nickname. That's Prime. But like they called before.
Yeah, but don't call
people
yourself by your
you,
don't
you
refer call, to yourself listen, in the third person.
You do
I think
all
it
the
sounds
time.
Foolish
you
and,
about you
and,
the king,
and stupid.
You the king. Which, by the way, to everybody listening,
I never call myself the king. Never.
If you call this man a king, you need to wear a skirt. I would never call another man king. That's female. But anyway. Pete Rose didn't give you that name. You gave yourself that name, and I remember how.
I never gave myself
yes,
that
you
name.
Did.
You had no clue.
It was, yeah, okay.
Never.
I remember
never,
when
never,
you gave
never, never,
that
never,
name.
Never, never. It's fraudulent when you give yourself a nickname.
And my name was given to me by a former member of your station. I'll use his initials. I don't know if I can say his name. A.G. gave me my nickname, which I love.
Well, that just
A.G.
goes to show what a waste of time it was.
It was great. And,
yeah, he can't even read
Nick
a contract
Sirianni,
properly.
You want to talk about Prime? Don't talk about Coach Prime. Talk about Coach Idiot who mugs for the camera. And like Coach Prime, I keep receipts. So the next time that idiot turns to the camera and starts mugging in front of the camera, I'm going to jump in your behind about it because I want to see you say something about it.
You know, I want you
and
to jump in my behind.
Years, I've never seen a
I want you to jump
coach.
In my behind because I want to do something
coach
to you.
Does that?
I would do something to you if you're in my
mind. Yeah, you ain't going to do nothing.
And you wouldn't
you know
like
what you're going to do? You're going to reach in your pocket and give me the contest. That's all you're going to do. You
I'm
ain't going to do
gonna
nothing
give
other
you
than
squat-a.
That. Okay, me, yeah, all right. Sure you will. But like I said, yeah. I've never seen a grown
Nick Sirianni
man, a
is so much
coach
better a head at... coach than that dope that you have in Dallas.
Really? Guess what?
Yes.
Guess what? He's a Super Bowl winner. Guess what?
He's
Nick
won
Sirianni
one in how many years with Aaron Rodgers? I mean, he won one Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers. What a moron. You're a moron, a dope, and a nitwit.
All you need is one. How many Nick Sirianni got? None.
He hasn't been a coach as long as Mike McCarthy.
How many Nick got? One. See how the game you like
what
to play?
Waste. You are such a waste.
Too.
Get out of here. Yeah. Get out. Get out. Get out. I can't take it. Get out. Let's go to Joe in South Philadelphia. You're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
Before I commence, let me tell you. I have never had a good day in my life.
Never had a good
Sometimes,
day?
Never had a good day.
Why is that?
Sometimes the cards fall that way. Now, Howard, you pointed out something very important.
Okay.
That overs and unders is too high.
I know.
It's too high.
I think so.
Yeah.
It's trying to push you to the under. I would take the over, and I don't know why that's the right way, but I would take the over on the Eagles game.
And the second thing is, laying five and a half on the road, it's really like laying seven, because five and a half
yeah, it's a dead number.
A
I know, it's a dead number.
Yeah,
I get it. I
absolutely.
Get it. I know.
Now, the guy, the worst, who stole money? Doug Moe.
You're going back too far. But he
I
did
know,
steal
but
money.
You should have been run out of town.
Yeah, well, you're not wrong there. I mean,
and
he
my
was.
Last,
he was run out of town.
He was. That's right.
He was
my
run
last,
out of town.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Hey Joe, I appreciate your call, brother. All right, take care. Have a good day. Before Mark Lawrence is coming up. Before we go to the break, I got to read this comment by Josh Harris again. He wrote this, I think it's on his LinkedIn page. He threw out the first pitch of the Washington Nationals game this week. You're going to love this if you hadn't heard it before. It was an honor to throw out the opening pitch at the Washington Nationals game, a true bucket list item. I can't get over that. D.C. is an incredible sports town. And it's a special thing to see fans supporting teams across the different leagues. I continue to be amazed by the camaraderie and passion in the community. Thanks to Mark and the Lerner family for being such gracious hosts. Look forward to returning the favor soon. And here's hoping the great energy from last night continues into Sunday when the Commanders play the Bills in front of another sold-out crowd at FedEx Field. I already addressed the bucket list thing, which is a joke. It's a joke. All right, that's number one. Number two, he talks about the camaraderie in the Washington, D.C. area. And he never said that about Philadelphia. That's another problem. And then he talks about a sold-out crowd at FedEx Field. They blocked off about 7,000 to 10,000 seats because they couldn't sell out the stadium. You know, in the upper levels of the end zone and the corners, they put tarp over it. So that's why they sell out. He is such a loser. We'll be right back with Mark Lawrence. Time now, 9:37. Oh, yeah, I want to tell you about the fabulous, sensational Borgata. So here's what's happening. Don't miss out on the action at Borgata's Poker Room. Great cards, lucky seats, high hands bring excitement to every player, open 7 days a week. Excitement is waiting for you, you, and you. You're only miles away from your happy place. Experience award-winning restaurants. They're terrific. Exciting bars, live music, big-name entertainment, and a spacious casino. The 20th anniversary this year, too, filled with your favorite slots and table games. The action at Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa doesn't stop. They have giveaways. They have everything going on there. Start planning, and you can start planning your getaway today. Check it all out, theborgata.com, for more details. All right, yeah, when's the last time Trey Turner has gone yard? Philadelphia fans would like to listen to that. But anyway, all right. This time of the show, this time of the year, it's football season. And for that, I'm taking a look at the college and pro games. Mark Lawrence. Mark, how are you this fine morning? It's raining here, but I'm sure it's better where you are.
Yeah, I understand you guys are in line with a hurricane or a tropical storm of some sort, correct?
Yeah, we're just going to get a lot of rain. We're going to get a lot.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, so hopefully the Phillies play today, and I think there's a little window that they can play, and they want to play these games against those stinking Mets. All right. All right, let's take a look at first the college football. Who do you like?
I'm going to look at a couple of double-digit underdogs that lost last week but won the total yards in the game. And I think there's a lot of value for them to come and maybe even pull an upset. First play is going to be Cincinnati. They're taking 14 against Oklahoma. And this is the first Big 12 game for Cincinnati since they joined the conference this year. And it's also the last year of Oklahoma in the Big 12 Conference, and I really feel that these teams in the Big 12 Conference that host either Texas or Oklahoma are going to come with everything they've got to lay it on these guys that are opting to leave to go to greener pastures, right, if you will, per se. And I think Cincinnati, nice football team here. They out-yarded Marshall by 180 yards in their loss last week. You look at Oklahoma the last seven times. They've been a conference road favorite. They've only won the money one time. I think Cincinnati plus the 14 looks good.
All right. Who else do you like?
The other guy's going to be Arkansas. They're taking 18 against LSU. They lost at home to BYU last week, but they out-yarded them 143 yards. And then you go back and you look at the last nine times LSU has been a conference home favorite when the opponent has had revenge. They've not won the money in any of those nine games. I think Arkansas plus the 18 is also a real nice, solid side.
You know, I always look at games where the line kind of tells me something. I'm thinking Iowa State has struggled to score points, yet they're in 3.5 point favorite. I just can't get away. Like, why are they a 3.5 point favorite?
Well, it probably speaks as much to the other side as it does Iowa State. Because the other side is also struggling in a sense in that same way. And Oklahoma State got red-faced, embarrassed last week. But the fact of the matter is Oklahoma State's a 2-1 football team. It was their first loss of the year. And you go backwards and look at Iowa State since last year, they've only won two games, if you will, running down in their last 15 games. One of those wins was Northern Iowa. This is just not a good Iowa State football team, and I have no idea what they're favored here for. Not that Oklahoma State commands or deserves to be the favorite, but Iowa State certainly does not.
I look at the total, the Oregon-Colorado game, and Deion Sanders, everybody's talking about Deion Sanders, and it's been nice that they won their first couple of games. 69.5, I almost like the over, because I think Oregon is just going to just roll up points, and not to say that Colorado won't score either. I mean, I know you don't. That's a big number to go over, but do you have any opinion on that?
Well, I would say I would use your reasoning there that the total's there for a reason. you know, you've got the Colorado team whose defense is not all that good. an Oregon football team who is explosive offensively. And I'm with you. I could only look one way in that game, and that would have to be toward the over.
All right, let's take a look at the pros. Who do you like?
Pro football, I'm going to look at two underdogs that have started the season 0-2, but they lost both of those games as a favorite. And now they're going to take points this week, and I think the role reversals are real nice. In fact, these teams, excuse me, in that role that I just identified, you start out 0-2, both losses as a favorite, now you're an underdog. Those teams are 16-2 against the spread coming down, which is a real nice angle. It's one play is the LA Chargers. They're a one-point dog at Minnesota. And you're taking a look at a Minnesota football team that's, I think, paying the penance for what they did last year. They won 13 games, but they allowed more yards and allowed more points than they did in a 13-win season. It was incredible. They're coming back to earth. And you've got an LA Charger football team here who is really, really good in the role of an underdog after losing as a favorite. I think the Chargers are the better team. I'll play them over Minnesota.
And who else do you like?
The guy's going to be the Denver Broncos taking 6.5 against Miami down here. You got a Denver Bronco football team that has been disappointing under Sean Payton so far, a Miami Dolphin football team that has been ecstatic about their start so far, but now it's a collision of the two, and I think the 6.5 points is very generous to the Broncos, who will come in here very hungry.
Yeah, I'm not a Russell Wilson fan, but Miami is, are they that good? I just don't understand it. I really don't understand it. It's just, and then, Detroit is only a 3-point favorite against Atlanta. Is Atlanta that good?
Well, Detroit's a 3-point favorite because they have a plethora of injuries. They had I had heard Wednesday, I was listening to the NFL Network, and they had six people in for tryouts for positional, for key positions in the football team. Mm-hmm. They are just completely racked with injuries, Detroit. That's the reason you saw that number plummet from 6 down to 3. Now, is Atlanta that good? I don't think they're that good. Looks like maybe a wholesale price for Detroit here. But I'm also anti-Detroit this year because of what they did last year. I think they were a bit of a fraud of a football team, and I think they're about to be exposed this year.
So do you like Atlanta a little bit?
I would lean small to Atlanta, yes.
Okay. All right, let's take a look at the Eagles on Monday night. The first thing I don't understand is why that number is at 40. The over is 46.5, the total, 40. I just don't, Tampa's not scored that much. The Eagles' offense is not where it was last year right now. That's telling me they're forcing you to go under, and it looks too easy. But who do you like in the game, and then we'll get to the total.
Well, last week was a big reversal in the NFL last week where unders had been really key strong on opening week, and it went completely the other way. 13 of the 16 games went over. So the odds makers kind of tend to pump numbers up when they know the public's going to come that way. That's one reason it's there. But I'm with you. I think you got two really good defensive football teams here, and I use that same adage that they would both have to bust those defenses to get over a high total like this. And I'm with you. I can only look one way, and that would be to the under.
All right. What are you looking at the game?
Well, I think it's a real tough spot here for Philadelphia. Number one, there's a real, real difficult thing. When teams are at home on Monday nights and they're undefeated, they're terrific, which supports Tampa Bay in this football game. You got the whole world looking at the Philadelphia Eagles, for what they did last year and who they are this football season here. I think this is going to come down to who scores last in this football game. And if it comes down to a case of who scores last in a football game like this, I have to take the points. I wouldn't be surprised if Philadelphia leaves with the win, but I don't believe they're going to get the money.
All right, just because we in Philadelphia can't stand the owner of the Washington Commanders, just tell me the Buffalo Bills are going to smoke this team. I don't know that that's going to happen. But
is that a rollover from Daniel Snyder to the new owner, or is it just this
it's
new
like
owner?
Going from 0-1. Daniel Snyder to Josh Harris.
I got you. Well, I think this is a value play for the Buffalo Bills here. They got off the schneid last week. You're getting him here at a relatively cheap price against a Washington football team that's gotten off to a pretty good start and feels really good about themselves. Now they have to step up in class against a real genuine playoff football team. Washington starts the season 2-0. They got outyarded last week in that win over Denver, and I think, like you say, I think they'll get everything put to them by the Buffalo Bills on Sunday.
All right. If people have interest in Mark's services, 800-321-7777. or on the internet, playbooksports.com. Mark, you have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you again next week. And for the sake of Philadelphia's psyche, sports fans, the Eagles better win that game.
or the Phillies better keep, you know, keep moving.
Well, the
forward.
Phillies are in the playoffs. The Mets
yes,
stink.
I understand. Yeah, I understand.
The Mets stink. All right, I'll talk to you later.
All right, be well.
Yeah, it's just, can you imagine if the Eagles lost? Oh, my God. All hell would break loose. All right, let's go try to take a couple more calls. Chuck, what's up, Chuck?
Yo, what up? Hey, Howard, what's going on, man? Listen,
you tell me. You're calling in late today, Chuck. You're calling in late.
Travis Kelce, let them be happy together, all right, man? Stop hating on them when it comes to that.
No, I like Travis and I are boys. I like Travis.
Well, I feel sorry for Travis.
The Taylor Swift stuff's nonsense.
Yeah, I feel sorry for Travis, though. My people.
Well, hey, listen, he can get any woman he wants. Let's
never trust a person with two last names. You know what I mean? So, you know, that's neither here nor there. But listen, hear me out, right? The A.J. Brown, does he like Nick Sirianni? Do you know anything about that? I don't think
he doesn't dislike him. Yeah, they all like him. They all like Nick Sirianni.
Well, why would he say, well, the coach, when he came over there, he would have made a big deal out of it. Why would he say that?
That's not the issue. A.J. Brown just wants the ball. That's it.
Well,
he wants the ball. Let's be honest.
Well, I don't feel good about this game, Howard.
Yeah, I think it's going to be tight. But I think the Eagles are going to win, but I think it's going to be tight.
Hey, well, listen. I hope we got to go 3-0, but I don't know, man. This team, you know, we got some guys coming back from injury, so I feel good about that. But I don't know. I don't like the coach, man.
Chuck, you're really concerned here, huh?
A little bit, man. For Monday, I am. I'm never really like that. You know, I'm more confident going into the game. But Monday, I don't know. It's a bad spot for me, man. You know what I mean?
It's going to be close.
I will let you get to some other calls, man. Just wanted to say happy weekend, man. And stop hating on Travis Kelce, man.
I don't hate on him. I really like the guy. What are you talking about? I just think it's a bunch of nonsense.
He's a good guy.
He's not a good guy. He's a great guy. Yeah. I'm not hating on him. Come on, Chuck, you misread that. All right, come on, Chuck. Have a great weekend. Ben, who's up next? Eric, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard, how are you doing?
Good, how are you? Make a quick Phillies comment is what you want to do. Make it quick and give me your person that's been tortured here, coach, manager, or coordinator.
Sure. Yeah, I'll be real brief. First off, the call from earlier with Cowboy Jim, the guy is a knucklehead, but it was a hilarious call. Just some concerns actually with Kimbrel lately.
He's kind of leaking oil.
Which is strange because he was doing pretty well.
Look at his last 5 years. I mean, he gave them more than they really could have hoped for. But you know, it's starting to leak a little. The worst treatment in Philadelphia, coach, manager, or coordinator?
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's probably the worst, but ironically, it was the one question that you asked Nick Sirianni last year at some press conference, and he made the flower reference, and everybody was like getting on his case about what is this guy doing referencing flowers and fertilizer and stuff in regards to professional football and stuff. So I don't think that the pushback.
So who
that he
is
got
it?
That,
so who is it? Who is it, Joe?
Nick Sirianni.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all right. That's not going to win, but that's all right. I appreciate the effort. All right. I'll tell you what. Let's take one more and just a response. Just a response. Who is it? Andy? Andy. Andy, just give me your coach, manager, or coordinator.
Thanks for taking my call. I was going to say Sean McDermott right after he replaced Jimmy Johnson after Jimmy Johnson had passed away. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, the guy was his mentor and – then he got fired after two seasons, and the
That's
fans,
right.
I remember during that time.
Yeah, I don't know that he got tortured that much, but I appreciate the effort, Andy. I don't know that he got tortured. All right, so here, Ben Kenny, and my producer today, is helping me with this. So we've decided there's four that really deserve consideration, for sure. John with Andy Reid, Jerry with Gabe Kapler, Ron with Rich Cotite, and he got everything he deserved, and Rich with Glenn Rivers. We agree on that, Ben?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so what I'm going to do, you know, because this is hard. It's a hard one today. I put these names on a piece of paper in a hat, and I'm going to make that selection on who it is, and I'm mixing them up, and I'm taking it. So I'm not going to be – any one of them could have been it. All right, I just picked one, and let's see who we came up with. It was the first caller, and that was by coincidence. The first caller picked Andy Reid, and he was criticized absolutely. And it was just wrong the way people criticized him. But that's a good one. John, you win the $100 gift certificate to the Bruno Brothers. Congratulations. Check it all out at thebruno.com. John with Andy Reid. We did it. Excuse me. The only fair way we could. All right. Glenn Mack now and Mike Sielski up next. Ben Kenny on the other side. A reminder. Well, I'm all choked up here. Let me just, before I can't leave like this. Let you know that next Saturday I will be appearing at Kings Road a Brewing Company in Haddonfield, New Jersey to raise money for another, for the doggies. And we raise money on my website as well, Picking Games. And Ben, thanks for the help today. And we'll podcast this coming up on Twitter and Facebook. Everybody have a great day. The time now is 9:57.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.